welcome back. So we're going to be seeing more of the cleanup crew. We haven't seen y'all since you dealt with the hedge hair incident. Unique problem solving. Good job, guys. It's been a few months since that. Cleanup crew started to make more of a name for itself. You're starting to get more jobs. And before we dive into what's going to happen next, remind us who you're playing, what your playbook is, and just a little bit about what your character looks like.
I play Malaya. She is the spooky. She is a young adult with pale, unblinking eyes and sort of gothic-looking futuristic clothes. And she has this ear cuff with fake-looking red gems that she never takes off.
Definitely not hella cursed.
Yep, definitely not cursed. We're fine. Everything is good.
Everything is fine. And Casey.
Okay. I play Eileen. Is, I guess, kind of the leader.
Yeah.
More or less.
You're the captain. You are the responsible adult of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, the responsible adult of the group. A rather plain-looking woman, except for the scars down her face.
The claws.
Yes. I don't remember her class. I think it was either the professional or...
Professional or expert?
Expert.
You had a room. The room, right?
Yeah, that might be the expert.
Yeah.
If you had a room, then you're the expert, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I had the room. It was the ship, I want to say. I had this ship.
Yeah.
Out of my room. Yeah, so then I was the expert.
You have Haven, which is the ship. I don't remember if we named the ship, did we?
I think so.
Probably did, but I don't remember.
What an excellent question.
And Neldo. I mean, Chan. Tell us about Neldo.
You know, what can I even say about Neldo? Hi, I'm Chan. I'm playing Neldo. And I'm using the monstrous playbook. It's been a little adjusted just to fit Neldo's whole vibe. If I could describe Neldo in a few words, weird is one of them. Like, there's one on the list where you could be like almost human, half human, monstrous. I just included weird at the end. Because they can look human, but they also are kind of a non-Newtonian type of being. So their form is really whatever they need it to be at any given time. Whether it be an inch thick and very tall, whether they need like a sword hand, you know, it's whatever. And their body changes, kind of like a goop. But still very much like if you touch them, that feels like flesh.
It's a little squishy.
Yeah, you can kind of sink into them a little bit.
Yeah, you can leave a handprint in me. It'll be there for about 15 seconds before it comes back.
Also, with Malaya's help, you found out you do have a respiratory system because she texted you with an illness once.
Yeah.
That was a fun discovery. Also, I'm pretty sure Neldo doesn't know what Neldo is.
No, there is... So far, Neldo has not met another being like themselves. But they also are not... They're not necessarily looking. They're just vibing and existing in this big old galaxy that we're traveling around in.
Yeah. You've all been through some scrapes. Two of you were in a cult together for different reasons, and that ended differently for both of you. And in the past couple of months since your last job with the hedge hair that was on the cargo ship, the name is starting to spread of the cleanup crew. If you have any sort of pests or creatures on your ship and you don't know how to get rid of them, you call the cleanup crew. Because you present yourself as experts in dealing with unexpected critters, creatures, flora, and fauna that show up on ships sometimes. You've been faking it for a while, and now you're starting to make it.
Hey, look at that.
One of you is actually an expert, but the other two have learned a lot. most of the time you're just dealing with like small little critters and some weird slime things and insects and one like moss that kept moving and tried to eat a hole in the ship. That was not a fun time, but found a way to deal with that. That may or may not have involved Nildo eating it. I don't know, but just knowing Nildo. How they dealt with the hedges.
That would track.
And the way that Nildo eats things, they don't necessarily use their mouth. They use a mouth because everyone else seems to have a mouth. So they're just like, yeah, I might as well. What happens is they bring their like appendage down and then it wraps around whatever it is and then kind of sucks it into the body like a snake.
It's really fun watching everyone's reactions to any time you describe Nildo doing anything. It's great.
I'm a big horror person. This is my dream come true.
Yeah, it's like, is Nildo hilarious or terrifying? We never fully know.
Yes.
The answer is yes. They make correct. You laugh and want to run and scream when they start laughing along with you.
Neldo's also never been mad.
Which is probably good, honestly.
Nildo doesn't feel emotions as much as they consume them.
That's a fun thing you just said.
Yeah. And I vaguely remember that being kind of more literal. At least at one point.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all have seen that yet. We'll see.
No. I think we just talked about it.
Those are words that just came out of your mouth, and that is a thing that you said.
Yep. I'm gonna say you are between jobs and just in your line of work, you have run into other people who also, you know, claim to be monster hunters and monster trappers. Some are actually trying to help, others are a little more ambiguous as to whether or not they are actually trustworthy or not. There's definitely an underground black market for very dangerous beings for multiple different reasons. You've probably had to fight at least one group off from kidnapping Nildo.
Or just let them have Nildo for an hour and then they return them like, okay, sorry.
If they even live long enough.
Yeah.
You freak them out enough, then you're just like, okay, actually, I am hungry.
More words that you're saying into my ears.
It's okay. Just remember, when we first saw Nildo, they were going into, was it a drug or something between, like a gun, not a sort of, some sort of deal, some sort of shady deal that Nildo was just like, hello.
You wandered into an arms deal.
Yes, that's
and
the word.
Miraculously did not get shot. This time, you just finished a job, you've been paid well, enjoying a bit of shore leave, and I'll say it's probably going to be Eileen that notices this, just from your years of experience in the monster hunting world. For one reason or another, you've run across a variety of operations, and you spotted a person or two that, and you may not know, like, specifically have witnessed it yourself, but you know they tend to be the kind that will capture monsters and sell them to the highest bidder.
Okay.
And as I'll say, you are all in a bar, maybe you're getting dinner, maybe you're getting drinks, definitely unsettling some of the customers.
That was Nildo eating for everybody. Everybody at home.
Yeah. Imagine, Nildo, your version of going incognito is like a white hat and a trench coat. Or like, how do you blend in with people, Nildo?
I usually let Eileen dress me in whatever she has around. Because I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with me. So... It's just anytime anyone comes close to me, they just shouldn't come close to me. So I usually am in some kind of shady wear, and I'm back behind like everybody. I'm always the last one to enter the room. I don't say anything. Not because I don't want to, but because I feel like, Eileen, maybe you specifically told me not to, but that's just me.
You're very special. That means shut up.
There's nothing wrong with you. It's just a lot of people might not agree with that statement. Some people don't understand.
As we're sitting down, I lean over to Eileen and I say, should I attempt to eat with my mouth?
I would suggest it.
How do you want me to consume any potential liquids?
And that one by me again, Nelda?
Well, food is solid matter. Liquids are in a liquid state. Should I consume them differently from one another?
No. Just keep your mouth closed while it's in it.
Okay.
So, once you got done explaining to Nelda the basics of just please, like, put the food in your mouth and then keep it closed, please, to not draw attention. I will say, Eileen, you have noticed that some of those people, you know, the shady people,
mm-hmm.
are sitting. I picture y'all are in, like, a dark corner booth.
Mm-hmm.
Is Nelda?
It's Nelda.
It's not as brightly lit. It's a little less obvious that they're, like, alabaster white. It's like two of the people that you recognize as being more of the shady type of monster hunter slide into a booth, like, two down, and it looks like there's some kind of deal going on. Do you do, or would you like to roll something?
I would like to roll to, I guess, read a bad situation? No. Is there another one?
Investigate a mystery.
Investigate a mystery. That's the other one that I couldn't remember. Sharp rolled a 7 plus...
Who is a 9?
Yeah.
So on a 7 to 9, hold 1.
I'm going to go with what is being concealed here.
As you're casually watching that conversation, maybe not paying as much attention to Nelda now that they seem to be at least miming eating normally.
Are there drinks at the table?
Would y'all have gotten Nelda drinks?
I'd maybe say, if so, probably not alcoholic. I don't know if I want to think of a drunk Neldo.
Can Neldo even get drunk?
Well, that's a good question.
There are drinks, probably nothing like super alcoholic.
I just take a glass of water and I look directly at Eileen and I hold the cup up because I see other people and tables doing that, and then I put it in my mouth.
Doll?
I put the whole thing in my mouth. And then I open it. It's unnaturally large. And then the cup falls out. Complete bone dry. I just put my thumb up.
Oh, yep. Nelda.
Perfect.
I need to get you some... You need some anatomy books.
Like, basic anatomy books.
Yes. Yeah, like...
There was a waitress that was coming to check on the table, and she's quickly, like, elined away.
It's fine.
I mean, whenever you are not distracted by Eldo, why?
Yeah.
You watch the conversation between these two, well, let's call them what they are, smugglers. Whoever they're meeting with was probably sent by whoever actually hired these people. You know, having degrees of separation when you're doing shady things. You catch that the smugglers caught a very rare creature. and they're planning on handing it over later tonight and selling it to this collector of sorts who is not a good person. So, what do you do?
Kind of tap Malaya's leg under the table, like, lean over. Don't look. 3 o'clock. Something suspect.
An eye in the back of Neldo's head opens.
Cool. That's handy.
And when I say rare creature, this is like endangered creature level. The sale and transport of these is incredibly illegal.
Smugglers.
Which, Malaya, you didn't... Like, you don't know what exactly Eileen heard, but you... Yeah, you get the message she gives you.
Okay. Right? Should we go after them, then? Technically just sitting in a bar right now, but... I would assume that they triggered some instinct of yours that they're up to no good.
People like that are never up to anything good. Don't exactly have any intel saying that they are doing anything.
You don't have a lot of time before whatever that creature is disappears. This is a station, though. They have to have a ship somewhere.
Should we follow them back to their ship?
Wouldn't have a lot of time until whatever they're carrying disappears. Be rare. Endangered. How do we feel about rescuing a creature?
Okay.
I feel absolutely nothing at all.
Wouldn't expect anything else.
But I will do it.
Have another fry, Neldo.
Neldo, as you were watching them literally out of the back of your head, would you like to roll to investigate a mystery?
Yes, I would.
Or read a bad situation? I think both could apply.
I'm going to go for read a bad situation. That's a 9.
Oh, nice. On a 7 to 9, hold one.
I'm trying to think. Because part of me, the regular part of me is like, I would ask this question. But I think Neldo would most want to know, I guess, which one of them is most vulnerable to me.
How does Neldo define vulnerable?
How hard would it be for me to A, eat them, B, stab them through with my sword hand whenever my sword hand appears, or C, scare them within an inch of their life?
Yeah, that definition fits. So as you are staring out of the back of your head, you see this one sort of well-dressed person that looks like they're from here. That's the contact that they're meeting. You can also see the two smugglers. And there's one, he looks a little smaller. Next to him, a lot bigger, probably sent there as muscle while he handles the details of the negotiation. Smaller, kind of twitchy, looks a little nervous. Kind of glance of you out of the corner of their eye and just like quickly looks at it like, nope, 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 don't look at it, don't look at it, don't look at it.
I'm gonna pitch something and you can tell me whether it's a good or a bad or if I can even do it. Can I melt my arm so that it slides down and then sort of bleeds over and then not the ones that have a ship, because I don't think that would make sense, because then if one of them tries to get up and they can't move, then that's going to be a problem. But I want to essentially latch onto the suited man's foot with my weird goop body hands.
We have established you can basically spool yourself out like silly putty.
Yeah.
I'll say yes, but it'll be a... We also established that would be a use magic roll.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect.
So, roll plus weird. Janelle is very.
That's gonna be a 14.
Okay. So, not only does no one notice this, and you're able to, like, snake yourself, part of yourself?
It looks like a stream of liquid that is moving like a snake.
Yeah, somehow no one notices that. As you go around, you, like, go around, you latch onto this guy's foot. And he doesn't notice either. I don't even know if the crew, if your crewmates notice.
I lean forward and I say, I have procured the suited one.
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to say good job anyways.
And then I open up the, like, trench coat and you can see that my arm is basically gone. And then I close it back up and then I do another thumbs up.
Okay.
I keep it up until I get a thumbs up from Eileen.
He gives you one.
Yep.
This is an audio medium. They cannot see your thumbs. Are the rest of y'all going to try and stop the smugglers or...
Malaya, opinions?
Here, I can try something to get an idea of where the creature is, but if it doesn't go well, the smugglers will know someone's trying to look into it, so...
Isn't it just the thing that you're looking at knows that you're trying to look for it?
Tune in is what I'm talking about. It's on a miss, the monster... Okay, well, question. You can attune your mind to a monster, a minion, roll plus weird, on a miss, the monster becomes aware of you, which I'm assuming if I do it to a minion, which would be one of the smugglers, they would know that someone's trying to poke in their brain.
Yes, and if you're going to tune in, you would have to do it to a smuggler because you don't know for sure, you don't know exactly what creature this is.
Yeah, that's who I would be doing it to. You think it's worth trying, Eileen? Because if it goes wrong...
And then I say, even if they escape, we can find out where they are going, because I have procured the suited one.
Mom's going to notice whatever Neldo is doing eventually. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll use tune in, which is plus weird. Okay, it's a... Thankfully, I have a plus two to weird, so I got an 8. Which is better than I thought. 7 to 9, 1. Spend one hold to ask the keeper one of the following questions and gain a plus one ongoing while acting on the answers. Where's the creature right now? What is it planning to do? Who is it going to attack next? Who does it regard as the biggest threat? And how do I attract its attention? I'm going to ask, where is it right now? Like, where is their ship?
Since you're doing it on the persona, and I will say at this point the smugglers have left.
Okay.
Their contact is there, and he's, like, ordered dinner and is enjoying it, and just seems perfectly content to stay here. It's a pretty nice little place. But as your mind reaches out, and you sort of follow these smugglers, you're able to follow them for a ways until they get to... Looks perfectly ordinary on the outside. Nothing would have clued you into the fact that it was a smuggler ship, but then again, if there's a way the ship is obviously a smuggler ship, then they're really bad at their jobs. And you are able to... And what ship that they go to when they go back.
I'll relay that to Eileen and Nelgo. Okay, we know where they are. Can we head out?
Or do you want to get more information from the person whose foot Naldo has been holding for the past 5 minutes now? Literally no one has noticed. And this person also seems content on staying there, so they will continue to not notice.
Would you like me to go speak to the suited one?
That is plan B.
I also say your arm has snaked around to where you can actually, like, walk around to him without, like, having to loop your arm around a chair leg or something.
But we are going to speak to him.
I see it. We have 3 options right now. You release Noldo's suited one. We follow the smugglers. Noldo approaches his procured suit, gets information from them while we pursue the smugglers, or we all approach the suit. Ideas?
I do wonder if perhaps the suited one could give us information regarding what lies ahead in this, I believe you called them, smuggler's ship. But if you would like to go ahead, I could find stuff out and, what's the word? Catch up with you. Right? That's what you say, correct? Yes.
Yes, that is one of the idioms, yes.
Score one for Noldo.
Noldo is learning, hooray! Go, Noldo.
Laya? Ops?
I don't think I would be able to really help besides try to read the suited one's mind. So, if Noldo believes that they're able to get the information and then they can find us later, since I did explain where the ship is.
Well, then, that's the plan that we are all in agreement with. Then, let's go.
Before you guys go, I would like to use magic again to do something a little weird. Of course, I reach and I grab with a little bit of a squelch my ear, and then I hand it. Well, first I put it in my hand, and then I turn it, and it turns into a little mouth. And then I hand it to you, Eileen. And then, well, let me roll the thing first. That's an 11.
Okay, it works without issue. What are you doing?
I give a sort of mouth-ear combo to Eileen, and it will allow me to communicate with you as you leave.
Okay.
Because it's a part of me going somewhere else. Therefore, as long as it's not taken into like the vacuum of space, it should be fine. Or if it's damaged, because it's a lot more fragile now that it's not on my body. This is how we will speak.
That is doing one thing that is beyond human limitations.
You will speak into the ear, and I will hear it. And if I want to speak to you, I will pull my ear off and speak into it, and then the mouth will move. And then I will put my ear back on the side of my head.
So we have communicators, but...
It is very fragile.
Does Noldo have a comms unit?
I feel like you've probably tried to give Noldo a comms unit, but with just how Noldo exists, it usually ends up getting lost somewhere within them and destroyed.
Any kind of anything that you try to affix to my body doesn't stay because my form is constantly in flux. So if there was something that you wanted to put in my ear or even an implant, the implant, you couldn't attach it to anything, and I don't always have ears. So it would have fallen off.
But Noldo can wear clothes.
I can wear clothes if Eileen tells me I need to keep them on. Otherwise, occasionally they would fall off. I do have in here the usual way I move around is no clothes.
Yeah.
You just look like a smooth statue.
Yeah.
Basically, if you would even call me a statue, like a little blob with legs.
Waking nightmare.
That takes human form because Eileen probably told me at some point, you should probably look at least kind of like this. Otherwise...
You will get kidnapped by scientists. And it's hard enough keeping them off you when you look human.
Okay. All right. I put the
device,
Noldo Mudicator, into a little pouch. All right. Call the smugglers.
It plops in there, and a tiny little liquid bit of stain starts to form at the bottom, but then it dries up immediately.
All right. Laya, with me. Meldo.
Okay.
You see Eileen and Malaya as they get up and disappear into the crowd, and the camera is going to stay with Neldo to see what they do while you make your way to the smuggler ship.
Neldo rounds the corner, joins the suited one in the booth, and then Neldo turns to him and says, "You are working with smugglers. I need you to tell me who they are, or I will eat your foot."
Of course. This could go no other way.
Roll to manipulate someone.
That was why I didn't.
That's what I wanted to happen.
Yep.
You left Neldo unattended. This is...
Oh no, this is exactly what I wanted.
I know. Like, I almost said something. I was like, no, this is funnier.
So what'd you get?
That is a 4. I have minus 1 charm, so I actually rolled a 5.
I mean, luck is a thing if you want to use that, or if you just want to roll, have this roll out however we want to have it roll out.
I don't think this is big enough for a luck roll, for spending a luck point. Besides, I don't think there's anything that this man can do to me that won't end badly for him.
When you first slid into the booth, this person, he looked surprised. He was more surprised, like, oh, there's someone else coming back in the booth. Like, oh, did you need something? Oh. Then you say that, he just kind of, like, leans forward. Aren't you an interesting one? You know, my boss would love you.
I did not ask what your boss would think of me. I am asking you who the smugglers are that you are working for. You have 10 seconds to answer me, or I will eat your foot.
I mean, first off, I'm not working for any smugglers. And second off, you might find that a little harder than you would expect.
I will simply move up and consume your leg.
Now I have a better idea. Why don't you come with me, and I'll take you to my boss. And you want to know who I work for, right?
Well, I believe I said I want to know who the smugglers you are working with. I do not care about your boss.
The boss can give you the answers. I can give you all kinds of answers if you come with me.
Neldo very discreetly puts a pointed sword hand at the man's neck. Please hold while I think about this. And then just sits there for a second.
Can you give me an act under pressure roll to see, like, how... It's not, you're not exactly acting under in a pressure situation, but... Just to see, like, how subtle this is. So roll with cool.
Okay. That time, it is a 9.
I'm going to give you a worse outcome, hard choice, or price to pay. So as you do this, this bar in the station has security. It's not station security that notices you, it's perhaps security related to, like, who this person works for. So there are some shady individuals, and as you're thinking, you notice there are a lot of people paying attention to you. You give the feeling it's you're about to be in a bad situation, and you probably can't eat all of these people.
Do I stick to the plan, or do I go off the books?
All right, big guy, looks like I'm running out of options. Either come with me or deal with this on your own. Completely unfazed by the knife at his throat.
I do not particularly like you.
You don't have to like me to trust me. Unless you want some of these guys getting their hands on you.
I get up. And I start to leave. As I start to leave, though, I do want to eat his foot.
How do you... Is there a roll for that?
Well, because it's my arm is so long already, so I'm just going to keep walking, and then once I eat his foot, it's just going to snap back to me like a measuring tape.
Guess roll to use magic?
That is a 10.
Okay, it works without issue. Choose your effect. And I was really hoping you would at least get a partial success.
It's just weird rolls for the monstrous are pretty broken. It's crazy.
Roll to act under pressure as you're trying to leave, because you have a lot of eyes on you.
That, this time, is a 12.
As you're walking away, there's just something about your presence. You're doing, I kind of picture like the determined the murder walk.
Mm-hmm.
Just eyes forward, very, very business. And then you hear the man screaming behind you and just slurp, your arm comes back as you've eaten his foot, and that shoe tasted funny.
Two eyes open behind and glare at him. And then a mouth opens up and says, I told you I would eat your foot. And then I leave immediately and I go to catch up to them. I pull my ear off and I say into my ear, good news, bad news. Bad news, I got zero information. Good news, I did eat his foot. And then I put it back in.
You also hear like a sound of like screaming and shouts coming from the bar. You're in the dock area and you can see the ship. Maybe you're hanging back to observe. You haven't gotten close enough to really see anything. When you get that message and you hear like sounds of screaming, you see like some of the guards are starting to get messages about something.
Okay, well, it seems Neldo has done a Neldo, so.
How many stations has Neldo gotten y'all banned from?
Yeah, we've probably gotten banned from a few things because of Neldo. We're just like, it's... Look.
Hey, in my defense, I told him I was gonna eat his foot if he didn't give me any information.
He was offering you a way to get information.
I mean, yeah, but that would have made me break from the plan, which was threaten him and then go meet my friends.
Neldo does have impulse control, unfortunate. Moving on. So, Aileen, Maya, what do y'all do? You know, Neldo is on their way and has caused chaos.
Well, Neldo is now causing problems on purpose, so...
Might have just pissed off a very powerful individual. We'll come back to that.
That is what that is. Neldo's gonna Neldo. I knew that. Yeah, I knew that. I was aware of that when I started.
Yep.
So should we wait for Neldo or keep heading in?
Neldo can catch up. Let's keep going for now.
Okay.
How do you go about this?
Can I roll to read a bad situation? Like while we're looking, sort of investigating... I don't know if there's stealth, but just try to look at the ship, see what our options are.
Roll for it.
Ooh, that's a 4.
You don't notice anything. It's just an ordinary ship. In fact, it takes a second to remember. Because it's... You know when you're getting for, like, a small silver car?
Oh, yeah. There's suddenly 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
As you're walking, you're looking, you have a moment of crap. Which one is it? Maybe trying to hide the fact that you don't remember which one it is at the moment? Aileen, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was like, I think you should take the lead on this, Aileen.
So you were far enough behind the smugglers that you didn't see them going into whichever ship, so...
The one with the information, correct?
Yes, they're definitely in the ship with the information.
Mm-hmm. Malaya?
Yes? Sorry, the guards were thinking about something completely different at one point. It got me sidetracked. It's this one.
Do you want to attempt to, like, tune in again? Because you have 3 of the same ship in a row.
Yeah, then I'll try to tune in again.
Give me the roll.
Okay, that's a 7. So I get hold 1, and I gain a +1 while acting on the answer. Where is it right now? What ship is it again?
Of the 3, it's the one on the left.
Ah, Then I point to that one. It's that.
Wylene, would you like to read Bad Situation?
Yes, please. Okay, so read a bad situation is plus sharp, so that is a 6 plus 2, 8.
All right. On a 7 to 9, hold one.
Let's say best way in.
You're familiar with these ships. Well, they're generic. You maybe had to, like, travel on them in the past or, like, read a manual because you were, like, really bored or something. Maybe you've owned one in the past. As you're looking at it, you know where the main airlock is to get in, as well as the cargo bay door. And as you're looking, you see the cargo bay door is closed. That would also be most likely where the creature is in the cargo bay. I'll also say the door, you kind of get the door's like on the side instead of in the back, so it might be a little less visible to anyone just walking around the docks that you are breaking into a ship.
Okay. So I'm going to use preparedness.
Okay.
You need something unusual or rare. I'm going to see if I have some kind of like universal remote or
a hacking device or like the cyber equivalent of a bump key. Something that you can use to break in.
Yes.
There's also the fact that these are rather standard ships, so some of them might use the same locking mechanisms, which is, don't think about it too hard. Some ships have better security by different companies, but this one, it's a little too standard for comfort. So give me the roll.
It's a 9. So on a 7 to 9, you have it. But it's not here. It will take some time to get it.
You have something that will work perfect for this. Back on the ship, which is on the other side of the docks.
Okay, so I'm going to pull out my Neldo ear mouth. I'm going to ask Neldo to go get it off the ship.
Would you like me to actually run?
Sure.
I start zooming back to the ship. Inhumanly fast. If I have to use magic again, I will.
Yes, do it. Just because anytime you do... Yeah, that just...
Okay, I'm going to show you these because I worry, and this is for the people at home too, I worry that you're not going to believe me. I rolled 2 6s.
Alright.
That's a 15.
So, I mean, Malaya, I think you see something out of the corner of your eye, but you don't see anything. Is now though, you just zoom so fast that even the cameras don't catch you. You get into the ship. You may not even have to like open the door. You're going so fast. You're just boom.
My
on the ship.
Atoms are vibrating at such a speed that I move through solid objects. Oh, actually, that's all. That's one of my moves. Okay.
A plus sharp to find the thing.
That's an 11.
You zoom right in, you're like, okay, where is it? And it's right there.
I open up my chest and I put it inside.
Leaving a little pocket around it, because I imagine you've accidentally crushed things before, so you've learned to, when you put things in your chest, leave a little pocket.
It's the only part of my body that I've learned how to do that with. Anything else, if I try and consume it, it gets crushed immediately, like that man's foot.
Yeah, that tasted weird.
I don't like the way you keep saying that. I say I have it, I am on my way. Into my ear, and then I...
Well, do you use magic again?
Okay. Here we go. That is a 13.
You say that. Put your ear back on your head. I'll hear that. And then you... glance at the ship, and Neldo's standing right in front of you.
Hello. I reach into my chest, and I pull out the universal key. It's bone dry.
Do you like your ear back?
If you wish to give it back. Or you can throw it away. It will dry up soon.
Even it is a very unpleasant surprise for the smugglers.
But the ear. I had an idea. Okay, so I'm gonna use the key. What do I need to roll for that?
I'll say roll to act under pressure. I'll say it, and like you were all able to walk over that way, but acting under pressure to see like how quickly you're able to do this. So it's plus cool.
Okay. That is
Can I roll to help out?
Sure, please, because that's a 4.
Will help out actually help with how low that was?
Oh, then it will not help, so never mind.
Oh, you get a plus 2 if you got plus 12. 12 plus.
Yeah, if you get a 12 plus on the help out, then it's basically, their roll becomes a 12. What's your cool?
My cool is only 1, so I'd have to roll 2 sixes in order for this to work, and I've already done that once, so I don't know if I'll be able to again.
You could also get a 6 and a 5.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Do you guys want me to try it? I can try it.
I mean, it can't hurt.
Yes!
12. Well, not 13.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not a weird roll. Cool. It's not a weird roll. Ignore that. I'm bad. I don't know how to play this game. It's a 13.
So how do you help Eileen?
So, Eileen, what specifically are you doing?
I am trying to use the
universal key fob.
Yes, to open the
It's more like a cyber bump key, so opening it without like tripping any security or drawing any attention.
Okay. Yes. How am I going to help?
And also, like, you've seen her use this before. It doesn't always work perfectly, and just somehow you know she's about to set an alarm off or something.
I put my hands around where it is, and I'm going to try and sink myself into the mechanism itself and stop whatever's going on by just blocking the sensors.
Okay.
Okay.
So Neldo becomes one with the door.
I really love playing Neldo. I get to be a Swiss Army knife.
Uncanny Valley Swiss Army knife.
As you're doing this, you feel that you're about to trip something, and then Nelda just becomes one with the door and stops any signals, and you are able to unlock it. It's as quiet and subtle as possible, and just the door opens. And it opens very quietly because Nelda's also somehow wrapped themselves around the hinges.
Okay.
I have become the circuitry of the door. You hear that from the little communicator in your pouch.
Very nice, Neldo.
I am intimately aware of what this door thinks and feels. It is not happy with its current situation.
Door used to be silver, and now it's just white, and there's just this pile of clothing on the ground.
Well, that's cool. Okay, I'm gonna peek in to see if I can see the thing, and I'm not gonna use the Google Dice Roller because it's been messing with me all day.
Do you want to read a bad situation or investigate a mystery? I could see either working.
I was going to investigate a mystery.
So that's the what happened here, what sort of creature is in it, what can it do?
Let's read a bad situation.
Read a bad situation is the best way in, best way out, unnoticed dangers, biggest threat.
Go with that one.
You're both plus sharp, it's just the questions.
Yeah, it's the questions. 9.
All right, on a 7 to 9, hold one.
Hold one. Okay, I'm gonna say, is danger.
Are there any dangers you haven't noticed?
Yes, that one. Danger.
As you peek in and you see, there's a bunch of different crates. There's something that looks like a cage. You can't quite tell what's in it yet, but probably what you're looking for. You can hear off in the not too far distance, you can hear the smugglers talking up near the front of the ship. They haven't noticed, but they're within earshot.
Okay, so I'm gonna kind of put my fingers to my lips and indicate that we should all be very quiet as possible. I'm going to say, Neldo, you have seen her do this before, and you are aware of what it means.
Great.
I picture there's been at least one lesson on the ship about, like, this means shush, this means come, fist up means stop. Got the basic hand signals down at the very least.
Oh, I do come out of the door, and now I'm no longer wearing clothes, I'm just full Neldo.
That's fine. We are used to that. Okay, so you said there was a crate that probably holds the...
You saw there was some crate, something that looked like a cage, but you couldn't see what was in the cage. You could just tell, like, looking at the top, you could tell that it is cage.
Okay, I am going to investigate a mystery.
Are you moving closer?
Where did my dice go? Dice? It ran away and I don't know where! Oh, there it is. Found it.
I've had that happen once in the middle of a stream, and it was with the D4, so I was like, I'm just gonna disappear from camera a bit, because I just dropped a D4 in my carpet, and they're like, oh yeah, no, you go find that.
Go find that. Go find the Caltrop. Okay, so...
This first roll is gonna be act under pressure to see how sneaky you are.
Okay. Yeah, it's a -1, but I got a 9, so that's an 8.
Okay. Worst outcome, hard choice, or price to pay. You can go up and get eyes on the creature, but you realize if you do that, you will be visible to these smugglers. They will be able to see you. Which, I mean, you can use that to your advantage, potentially, but, like, as you're sneaking up, they'll get a look at this creature. They haven't noticed you yet, but they will. If you would like to roll to investigate a mystery before they spot you.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to try and do that. Eat.
Alright, on a 7 to 9, hold one.
Hold one. What sort of creature is it?
It looks almost feline, except it has more of a lupine snout. And it's this beautiful, vibrant blue. It's gorgeous, and it has these sparkling blue-green eyes that just look up at you. And it's really quiet. It looks really scared. You recognize this is something that was hunted to near extinction by people who thought, oh, like, these would make wonderful pets, and oh, look how they're so pretty, and don't do well in environments that aren't their own, so they've become protected, and there are probably also some natural disasters that decreased their numbers, but they don't do well in captivity, and this cute little thing looks scared.
I know where it comes from.
Even if you don't know exactly where, you know how to find out where this thing is from.
Okay.
You know people who can help you take care of it, because with the job y'all do, you know several different, like, creature sanctuaries and so forth. You gotta do something with the weird stuff you pick up.
Yeah. Okay.
You have a couple of seconds. You know you're not gonna be able to get out in time before the smugglers notice you, so what do you do?
I put on my best salesman smile. I step out from behind the cage. I go, oh, it looks like you boys are having some issues with a creature. How would you like the cleanup crew to take care of that for you?
We are very good at it.
You know, though.
Are you standing next to her?
I stand up and go next to her, yes.
Laya, are you gonna stay hidden, or?
Without telling anyone, I'm going to actually cast a spell. I'm actually gonna use Hex and see if I can break the door to where they're trapped in there, in the room that they're in, or, like, break their comms or something.
I'm gonna handle their reaction first before we get to that, so...
Yeah.
I'll say, Eileen, roll to manipulate someone, and Neldo, roll to help out.
An 11?
Plus charm. How much charm do I have? Oh, okay.
You're gonna get a plus one to your roll.
I don't think it will help, because that is a 4.
So you deliver the line with conviction. And one of the smugglers immediately pulls out their gun and shoots you for one harm. And there's a bit of a, what the hell is that, reaction to Neldo.
I vomit out the man's shoe.
Alright, what are you trying to accomplish with that?
No, I'm just vomiting out the man's shoe. I have eaten all the meat off of it. So it is now being expelled from my body.
Ew.
And I do look at them, and I do glare at them, and I say, if you shoot Eileen again, I will eat your feet.
Roll to manipulate someone. And while you're doing that, Malaya, let's get that roll to hex the comm system.
Okay.
It is.
I can't.
A 4.
Of course.
I mean, luck is a thing. Right. You get shot from one harm.
Actually, yeah, no. I'm going to spend a luck point. Here we go.
All right. I got a 7. So it works, but imperfectly.
Nelda, what are you trying to scare them?
Yes.
You do. They, like, drop their guns and scramble backwards like they're trying to put space between you and the others, and they actually, one of them hits a button, shuts the door between the two of them. And you were trying to fray the comm system, yes?
Or the door, just trying to break something important.
Which one do you want, the comms or the door?
Since they shut the door, let's do the comms.
How do you see, like, your hex working, actually? I'm kind of curious.
So she sort of tucks her hair back behind her cuff, which suddenly the red gems on it, they usually dangle, but they're glowing. And her eyes start to get the same red glow. And she sort of points towards the object she wants, or towards the target, I should say, and a kind of concerning, actually red, I don't know if it's a mist or a vapor, sort of comes out and goes to the target. It is disconcerting to watch.
Yeah, so you do that, and you hear like the of some of their systems are being fried, so they cannot communicate internally. I don't know if it works for the external comms.
Okay, then I'll tell them I got the internal, but I don't know if it worked for external, so we should probably go.
I turn to Eileen and I say, should we kill them? I'm sure I could speak to the door and it would open for me.
Now, I really was not very polite. So I think we're going to have to give you a manners lesson. I pull the shotgun.
The door is shut between you and them.
I walk up to the door, I touch it, and I'm going to use magic to communicate with something that I do not share a language with.
Do it. A fantasy name generator. I have a name for this creature. It's Aviadnine.
That's a 13.
What do you tell the door?
Hello. The people you are concealing are bad. We would like to kill them so that you no longer need be owned by bad people. Also, we will find a way to open you even if you choose not to. That is not a threat. It is a statement of fact. Please open yourself. I am friends with the other door over there.
So the door opens, and as it opens, you see the two smugglers. They look freaked out.
So I'm trying to make a little bit more of, like, specific character choices, and it's that Neldo does not know how to behave, and they are aware of that, so they do, like, look to, I would say Eileen more than, I'm sorry,
Malaya.
Malaya. Okay. More so than Malaya, because Neldo also registers that Malaya is weird, too.
Yeah. but in a different way. Yeah, yeah, it's concerning, miss. It gave you pneumonia. It's fine.
So the smugglers look freaked out. You also notice there are, like, a couple other doors, like, one to, like, a bathroom or storage area. And then as the door in front of you opens, you see those two close. So they have nowhere to go.
I look at them, and I say, you did not shoot Eileen. I will not eat your feet. However, so you do not get to use a gun again, I will be eating your hands. And I'm going to rush up to one of them and try and bite their hand off with my teeth attack.
What are the rest of you doing? Now the world kicks some ass.
Yeah. Shotgun on the one Neldo is not approaching.
Roll the kicks a mess.
That is a 7 for me.
And why do you want to... I know Spooky has some, like, support things, or...
Yeah, I can actually do two things. I think I'm going to use the big whammy, which is basically you use powers to kick some ass, roll plus weird stuff plus tough. And it has 2 harm, close, obvious, ignore armor.
Now, how much damage does the biting do?
It only does, like, 3 damage. I just want it to be dramatic.
You bite the woman's hands off, because we established there was the scrawny-looking little guy and then the beefy woman. So you bite her hand off, she's like, get the hell away from me! Pulls out a gun and shoots you for 2 harm.
Okay.
So you now have a hole through your stomach. And that hurt. Lean, what's your roll to shotgun the scrawny guy?
11.
Okay.
That is a 3 harm, close, messy, loud.
So do you want to gain the advantage, inflict terrible harm, suffer less harm, or force them where you want them?
I'm going to say the additional point of harm.
Okay. You blast its head off.
Cool.
So all that's left is the very rough-looking female smuggler who just shot Neldo. Although, do you have a response to being shot?
I'm just going to go after her other hand. Even if she's holding the gun still, I'm just going to take both of my hands and wrap them around both of them to see if I can just eat it off.
Roll to kick some ass.
That was not a good one. This was a 2.
You're not going to die, but it's not going to be fun.
I won't use luck, but I think whatever damage I'm going to take next is going to put me in the unstable section, but I feel like since we're clearly not losing, I think that'll be fine. So no, I don't think I'm going to use luck this time.
So as you go to grab her other arm, she had this... It wasn't a pistol, something closer to a shotgun. She flicks a button and, like, this sort of, like, blade pops out. And as you're reaching for her, she swings up and just slices your arm off. It falls onto this circle on the floor that looks like it could possibly be some sort of transport or something. And before it can reattach, she kicks a button and your arm disappears. You don't know where it's been transported to.
Darn. Could have turned it into an eye before it left. Oh well. Waste not, want not, I guess.
You have lost quite a bit of your matter in one go, and how much total harm can you take? I don't want to, like, accident. I don't remember how many, like...
I can take 3 harm. I've got 2 harm now. I can take 3 harm before I'm unstable, and then 4 harm after being unstable. But it does get... My injuries worsen as time passes once I'm unstable. So I can take about 5 more harm before I'm dead.
I'll say getting your arm chopped off does cost you 3 harm. What does Neldo look like when they're unstable?
You can just see I am losing the shape that I normally take, and I kind of plop down. I still have... like my sword arm up, ready to go, but there is nothing, it's attached more to a blob than a body, And even the arm is like pulsating and occasionally drooping and not doing well. Would you guys have seen Neldo like this before?
Maybe once. Maybe. You know, you've been in the scrape before in the past. It's not a common sight, though. So, Malaya, what are you going to do? You just saw this person chop off Neldo's arm and then make it disappear. You don't know where that part of Neldo has gone. She's smiling as she does that, but you can tell she looks rough. She sands a hand. I'm bleeding a lot.
Okay. I think all I can do is use the... Yeah, the big whammy. Ooh, that's a 4. Never mind. So I get a backlash.
What does it look like as you try and this backfires?
The red light from the ear cuff makes that mist again to go out more like as a, I guess, a lance or an arrow towards the person. But since it was a mist, what it kind of does is it actually spreads back into mist and goes and sort of attaches to Malaya. And Malaya sort of spasms for a minute. Like, she's getting, not quite electrocuted, but just sort of, like, well, yeah, I guess electrocuted. Just sort of, like, ow, it's not. It's sort of attacking her a bit.
I wonder, is Malias feeling an extreme emotion right now?
I mean, I could, yeah. I have hallucinations, rage, and poor impulse control.
Strong emotion, you say?
Yeah, rage, yeah. So Malaya gets...
A strong emotion that Neldo would be compelled to feed off of?
I mean, would Neldo know not to feed off Malaya?
No, well, I need to make an act under pressure roll to not feed off of you.
Oh boy. Then yeah, so Malaya just sort of, her eyes glow, and she just sort of like, why doesn't this work?
Give me that roll, and while Eileen roll to finish this person off, assume you're finishing them off.
I'm going to expend another luck point.
I would like to point my shotgun at the woman and
convince her to surrender.
Yeah. See if I can convince her to surrender. Which would probably be what, a manipulate someone roll?
Yep, manipulate.
So that is a 9.
They'll do it, but only if you do something for them right now to show that you mean it. What do you say?
Come on. Look at your little buddy. You want that to be you. I'm more than willing to make that happen.
Neldo regurgitates her hands.
You know, though. Or, if you prefer, you can tell us you're working for. You get out handless, but alive.
She still does have one hand. Would you like me to eat the other one?
We'll see what she says first.
How do I know you're not just gonna feed me to that thing? Points to Neldo. Has had the gun trained on Neldo this entire time, because it is by far, they are by far the most scary thing in the room.
I can assure you, if Eileen tells me not to eat you, I will not eat you. And it seems like Eileen is striking up a bargain. I am bound to bargains because of what Eileen told me about bargains.
Hopeless charm.
Me? I need to?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay. Perfect. That's a 10.
She looks a little uncertain, but then she just drops the gun. Holds up her remaining hand, like, okay, I'm not getting paid enough for this. Just please don't let it eat my other hand.
All right. Neldo, leave her hand alone.
Just a thumbs up coming from the goo pile on the floor.
It's like the thumb keeps, like, kind of falling off and then reforming.
And I'll tell you what I want, what you want to know, but you should probably get out of here before authorities come to investigate. That wasn't quiet.
Alright.
Except not getting paid enough for this shit, so you want to meet somewhere else, like, I'll follow you, or one of you can stay on the ship. Need to do land work anyway. Inching closer and closer to a bed pack. Because she's still bleeding.
We can do that. But if you try and go back, have Nelda stay with you. Make sure you don't.
Looks very apprehensively at the... I picture that there's a face in the puddle that's exactly the face Shane was making right then.
Just a little melted. Just like a little melty, yeah. Trying to maintain its form.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm not gonna... Just... Where... What is that thing? Shifting away.
What an interesting question. We have been trying to solve it for a long time.
Is an interesting question.
I am simply Neldo.
Neldo is Neldo.
So Neldo stays on the ship with this farmer smuggler who is currently desperately in need of new employment. She is a little slow to follow you and your ship out. You figure that's probably because Neldo, you watch as she binds and cauterizes her new stump, stumbling the whole time about how I'm gonna have to get her, like, segment, like a prosthetic or something, and those can be expensive, don't get paid enough for this. But she does not try and deviate, and she meets y'all wherever it is that you tell her to meet you, or wherever you guide her to, and she will answer all of your questions. What are the main questions that you ask? There's only so much she knows, but also she'll let you take the creature wherever you want. She's like, she's not gonna fight you as you take it.
Yep. I want to know if they caught this creature or if they have a supplier.
It came from a supplier. Their supplier's main thing isn't catching creatures. It's their supplier's just good at finding rare and hard to find things, and then they don't do the delivery. There's only so much she knows about him. A lot of things are kept, like, separated, but she gives you what information she has on him.
Then I want to know who they were delivering it to.
The dude never gave him a name. I know some things about him. I can give you his account information and all the information we were given, but all I know is he likes to collect rare and hard-to-find monsters, and that he'll pay a lot of money to get it. And she does give you all of the information, which up sometime in the future you'll be able to uncover who is behind that account. This also wasn't the first time they delivered something to this person.
Nelda looks at her and says, "Where did you send my arm?"
I was just trying to get it out because I didn't know what it was going to do, but I went to the buyer. We had to send some, like, snippings of the fur to prove that the creature we had was the correct one. And you look at it, you do see there's, like, a little patch where it looks like they, like, snipped a little bit of its fur off.
Oh, well. I'm sure they'll find it useful for whatever they're doing. Although, it will get very brittle. And it will fall apart.
Who knows what they can learn from your arm? That is a lot of material to work with. Because I couldn't have you get kidnapped.
I felt something in the pit of my stomach. I was like, oh no. They got my arm. That nasty collector man was able to get something after all. It's fine. It's kind of like eye for an eye. I did eat his foot. I know that was not the collector, but it is someone that's working with him, so.
Okay, so my last thing that I want to do is I want to give as much information as I got from listening to whatever entity is over smuggling. In fact, the Pirate Corps, because this is in the same universe as Noble Star, right?
So basically, the cleanup crew is a comic book series within the world of the Opal Star.
Okay.
Handing it over to, like, Alliance officials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not specifically called the Alliance. Maybe it's something like the Republic, but it's definitely, it's like, it's based on, obviously, the Alliance. And, like, Republic Fleet is inspired by the Pirate Queen. Just one of Tali's favorite series. Yeah, so you hand over all the information you get. Whenever you eventually let her go, she gives you all of the assurances that she's getting into a new line of work that is not smuggling, and she's probably just gonna disappear because there's gonna be a lot of people angry at her because she just gave you everything.
Yep.
So, last thing we see as this chapter of the cleanup crew comes to a close is see this former smuggler left on, I'm assuming not an abandoned planet, but just a place where she can't get into too much trouble,
mm-hmm.
watching as the ship that's home to the cleanup crew takes off to take the Viadnine back to its home. And then we'll see what adventures they have next time with the cleanup crew. The Cleanup Crew is an in-universe comic book series favored by Talamir Damaris aboard the Opal Star. It follows a group of monster hunters who market their services as sci-fi pest control, working planet side to dock side to ship side, whatever you need, wherever you need it. A Monster of the Week mini-campaign and an Aboard the Opal Star side story, featuring Chan playing Nildo, Alexis playing Malaya, and Casey playing Aileen. I hope you've enjoyed this because we will be seeing more of the cleanup crew in the future. And who knows what adventures they'll find.